Hi, good afternoon. We'll be talking about today the power of the name of Jesus and the casting out of demons. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 12, and we'll be taking a look at verses 24 through 29. And it begins, "But when the Pharisees heard it, and they said, 'This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebul, the prince of the devils.' And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, 'Every kingdom is divided against itself, and is brought to desolation, and every city or house is divided against itself, shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebul cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else how can one enter in to a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man? And then he will spoil his house." Let's stop right there. Number one, we see that the Pharisees, they are accusing Jesus of actually invoking the name of Beelzebul to cast or drive out these spirits. One of the things, if you study back during these times of Jesus, that you had Greek and Jewish exorcisms or exorcists that use particular names of different gods or different deities, different names of angels, different names of patriarchs, to use their magical arts to drive these spirits out. So Jesus is making a point. He's, number one, saying if he's coming in the power of Satan, how can Satan cast out Satan? Then his kingdom is divided. So, and then he also, too, Jesus is letting them know in verse 27 of Matthew chapter 12, verse 27, he says, "And if I by Beelzebul cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out?" Jesus knew perfectly well that a lot of these Pharisees, a lot of their children, a lot of themselves were using this practice of exorcism or being an exorcist by using other names of deities, other names of angels, names of patriarchs to drive, quote unquote, these spirits out. But Jesus, he just spoke to these spirits and they came out. He said, "Come out," and they came out. So when we look at that, these particular exorcists, their methods and their formulas that they would use, again, to reiterate, they would use magical words, they would use magical incantations, they would use names, again, of patriarchs, they would use names of angels, they would use names of deities or superior type spirits to drive these lower type of spirits out. Even with the Greeks, they began to adopt the name of Yahweh. They took, and which Yahweh translates into the Greek Iao, which is I-A-O. Even the Gnostics used to kind of like use this particular name. Even Gnostic type Christianity, or I won't say Christianity, but Gnostic Christians had adopted parts, first century adopted parts of the occult and magical arts along with the Bible. It's a perversion. So when we see a perfect example, we go over to Acts chapter 19, and we'll be looking at verses 13 through 20. There's Acts chapter 19, and we'll be dealing with the sons of Sceva, how they were embarrassed by these demons that they try to drive out. Okay, we are there. And it reads, Acts chapter 19, verse 13, It says, then a certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took up on them to call over them which had spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, a chief priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? So these spirits knew who exactly, they knew that these people didn't come in the authority of the Lord. So they said, Paul we know, Jesus we know, but who are you? They were trying to manipulate using the name of Jesus, these exorcists, by using magical arts to drive out these particular spirits. And they were embarrassed. That goes back to what Jesus was telling the Pharisees when the Pharisees were accusing him of casting out those spirits by the name of Beelzebub. He says, what are you like talking about? How can Satan cast out Satan? He says, you know good and well that some of your sons are using this practice that you accuse me of driving out these spirits, and you have the audacity of accusing me of doing the work of the kingdom. Because he further down, verse 28, he says that him, through the Spirit of God, he was casting these spirits out that the kingdom of God should come. Amen. Let's read on. Verse 16, it says, and the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked. They were naked and they were wounded. They were thoroughly embarrassed and disgraced. Verse 17, and this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds, and many of them which also used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So the word of God prevailed over these magical practices that these men were trying to exhibit and practice there in Ephesus, that they saw the very difference, because 1 John 4:4 says, greater than he that's in me than he that's in the world. So we serve the greater one. We serve the great I am. So what these Jewish exorcists were doing, and the son Sceva, what they were trying to do was, they were trying to add the name of Jesus to the repertoire of magical names. Now when they mention in verse 13, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. What that means is, to adjure means the conjurer, which was the exorcist, was the conjurer, is threatening a demon by using a name of a god or a goddess. By doing that, the demon is manipulated by the conjurer. So they were trying to manipulate this demon by using the name of Jesus. So Jesus shows it shows that the Holy Spirit is more powerful than any type of occult type of practices. That's why we got to know, as believers, we base everything on the Word. How we follow our principles is the Word of God. That's how we build sound doctrine, is by through the Word, not by this experience where supernatural experience and different stuff. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, doesn't line up the way that Jesus, which is our pattern and son, how we follow and conduct ourselves, if that particular ministry doesn't line up with the Word, then it is unsound doctrine. And you have to be aware of that, because you can be given over to doctrines of devils. So we see that the sons of Sceva, they weren't part of the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. They were trying for their own selfish purposes to really exalt themselves and show themselves as mighty. But the Lord Jesus Christ was exalted because he saw the people in Ephesus, both Greek and Jew, saw the anointing that was upon Paul's life. So it wasn't Paul per se that they were following after. It was the anointing. It was Christ that dwells inside him, the Holy Spirit that dwells inside him. That's what drew them. That was the power. It wasn't the power of Paul. It's not the power of Peter. It was in Jesus, the name of Jesus, there is power. Let's go over to Mark chapter 6. And let's look at verses 7 through 13. Mark chapter 6, 7 through 13. And it reads, "And he called unto them 12 and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. And he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse. But he shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, In what place soever ye enter into a house, there abide till ye depart from that. And whatsoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them." So he sent the 12 out. The 12, we can go over and we can find that over in Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. He gave the 12 authority to cast out devils, to go and preach the gospel and to cast out devils. Luke 9, verse 1, he says, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God, to heal the sick." Let's go over to Luke chapter 10. This is the model that Jesus gave, not the magical arts of exorcism, using different names of deities and angels and patriarchs, but in the power of the name of Jesus. Chapter 10, verse 1, says, "After these things, Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city, place, whether he himself would come." Let's drop down to verse 17, and it says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." They were amazed that through the power of the name of Jesus, that these demon spirits were coming out. They didn't have to do like the other people that were doing all these other exorcists were doing, by using all these incantations, all these different names of angels and all these different deities. They were walking in the authority that Jesus gave them. And when Jesus ascended, he says, "I won't leave you comfortless, but I'll send you back the Comforter," which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives us power. Amen. God bless.